When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 16th edition. We got a 10-game slate on tap for you, so hope everybody had a great weekend. It's going to be a fun one, but hope you have a good weekend. Enjoy some friends, family, summertime, and had a good one. I'm on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, hit me up there or join me in the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat where green screens are common, and especially in prize picks. And if you're new to prize picks, prop bets meet DFS. I highly recommend checking it out. And if you're new to prize picks, go to PricePicks.com and download the app. Use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. Highly recommend checking it out. Fun group we got in there. It's all free. Just come. The picks will be going off in there. Join PricePicks. Use promo code Bubba for that first-time deposit bonus. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, go check out the Benched with Bubba podcast. We'd really appreciate you checking that out. Give it a rate and review on iTunes twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Check that good stuff out. And then give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits. All right, everybody, 10-game slate on tap for you. Let's bust through this one quickly. Angels-Yankees, 8.5. Braves-Marlins, 8.5. Orioles-Rays, 8.5. Cubs-Reds, 9. Indians-Twins, 9.5. Astros-Royals, 10. A's-White Sox, 9. Padres-Rockies, 12. Mets-Giants, 8 as well. So we got some fun ones there. And the pitching on the slate's pretty good. We got some good options here. And it kicks off with Garrett Cole returning from the COVID IL. He's 10-9 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Thing with Cole, you pay the pretty penny, but the inconsistencies are there. What are there, though, consistent-wise, is strikeouts. 8 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. He's gone 5 or more innings in 4 straight starts, but 7 earned, 3 earned, 1 earned, 0 earned. He's been really, really good or mediocre. At least he gets you about 15 DK points at worst with that ceiling. So he's not so much a cash game play anymore. He's more of a GPP play. The Angels are striking out 23% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 227 with a 113 ISO. And a 77 WRC plus, which goes a long ways for a guy like Garrett Cole. It's just a matter of, can he get the job done? I think he's a phenomenal tournament play at 10-9. Wouldn't use him in cash just because of the volatility. Save some money, use some other pitchers in cash. But Cole's a great play at 10-9 against the Los Angeles Angels. Kevin Gausman at 10-1. Like, I'd rather use Gausman in cash over Cole. I think you can pretty much avoid both in cash, but Gausman's gotten it going. Talked about it the last couple times. He had a lot of stuff going off the field when he was having those hiccups on the mound, and people were like, oh, what's wrong with Kevin Gausman? Well, his wife was having complications with their child. They got that fixed. Then they had the baby. He's been great since then. I'm going back to Kevin Gausman. He's been very, very good. Strikeouts have been there. He's gone 5 or more innings. Faces a Mets team you can pick on. They're going cross-country. They had a Sunday night baseball game. They're flying cross-country. Noah Syndergaard even tweeted out that what's wrong with Rob Manfred for changing their game from a day game getaway game on Sunday to a night game ESPN game to fly across country. He was not happy about it. The team strikes out nearly 21% of the time versus righties. He's hitting 237 with 94 WRC plus over the last month. Scherzer looked great. I believe he had 7 Ks in his outing. So, yeah, Gausman at 10-1. Very, very strong look for you. Him and Cole both in play. I prefer Gausman maybe more in cash than Cole, where Cole's got that GPP ceiling. I like both of them. I'll go Gausman over Cole for the $800 savings. You just know if Cole is on, his ceiling's much, much higher than Kevin Gausman. Now, if you want to save money on both, I love me some Frankie Montas tonight at $9,500. If you listen to me long enough, I always like Frankie Montas, because what does Frankie Montas do? Strikes guys out. He has 6 or more Ks in 6 straight starts, including 10 or more in 3 of those 6 starts. In those 6 starts, he has at least like 18.7 DK points with 24 or more, or 20 or more in 4 of those 6. He goes 6 or more innings in 6 straight starts. He gives you innings, he gives you strikeouts, he keeps you in games, and if he limits the damage, he blows up your GPP lineups. If he still gives up a few runs, the strikeouts help offset things, everybody is happy. It's a Chicago White Sox team. Good offense. We know this. Still a team striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitchers, hitting 229 with a 98 WRC plus over the last month. So the White Sox are a good bat, good team. But you got Frankie Montas coming in there, and if he's got that splitter working like it has been of late, he's increased that splitter usage over the last month to 2 months, which is shocker. What did so well for him back in, 2018, 2019, whenever it was, and he kind of ditched it. Well, he's back, and I'm going to go roll with that in tournaments at $9,500. Probably not use him in cash. Again, use Gossman if you're paying up in cash, but Montas at 95 has a great GBP game plan for you. Wade Miley, $8,200 at home against the Chicago Cubs. We love us some Wade Miley. He's volatile. We know that, but he usually gets you at least five innings, which is great. Strikeouts are up and down. That's the big thing with Wade Miley, because he usually limits the damage, which is also great. And now you get a Chicago Cubs team, which you know you can pick on. A Chicago Cubs team was striking out over 26% of the time versus lefties, hitting 239 over the last month. We know that's even worse since the trade deadline. So you got Wade Miley at 82. Like that a lot. One of my favorite pitchers on this slate is Cal Quantrill at $7,800. Coming off a couple of really good starts. He's gone six or more innings in five straight starts, two earned runs or less in each of those five starts, five Ks or more in four straight starts. So the strikeouts have all of a sudden shown up, 16 or more points in all four of those starts with a 20.7 and a 37.4 mixed in there. And now you got a Minnesota Twins offense that is reeling, striking out nearly 23% of the time versus righties, hitting 260 with a 119 WRC plus over the last month. That's a lot lower now with a lot of the injuries taking place as well. So give me some Cal Quantrill at $7,800. Big fan of that one in this matchup versus Minnesota. Now, if you're looking for discounts, Braxton Garrett, is intriguing because the strikeout upside is very, very high. He got beat up by San Diego's last time up, but prior to that, solid versus the Mets, solid versus the Padres. You got that going for you with some big strikeout stuff. Just know he could get blown up, but he also has a massive GPP upside with Braxton Garrett. So he's at 74. As a tournament play. And then Carlos Hernandez, love this guy, $6,600. We've been using him a lot. He's got 15 or more points in three straight starts. He's gone five or more innings in all three starts, one earned, zero earned runs. Strikeouts just haven't been his thing, but he's a massive ground ball pitcher, keeps the ball in the ballpark. Strikeouts could show up there, which is always a big plus. He's facing this Houston Astros team that you know you can take advantage of, striking out 22% of the time versus righties. You can get him there, but they obviously can hit the ball. They're hitting 274 over the last month for right-handed pitching. So that part's risky, but he's also dirt cheap. He's a discount at $6,600. So if you're looking to punt and see what happens, very much in play. So recapping your pitching, you got Cole, Gossman, Montas up top. I got Gossman as my cash pitcher out of the three. Cole's got the highest ceiling. Montas could be the most contrarian because people like the White Sox, low ownership, yada, yada, yada. If I just got to rank them, Gossman, Cole, Montas for me. But, you know, in the vacuum, Cole's got the highest ceiling. So if you want to go for the gusto, you go Garrett Cole. He'll probably also be the most popular ownership-wise, so you got to consider that. But all three of those are very, very much in play. If looking to save some cash, you got Miley at 82, Quantrill at 78. Love Kyle Quantrill at 78. I'll probably have Quantrill with their Gossmans and the Montas combos of the world. And then if you want to get weird, Braxton Garrett at 74 and Carlos Hernandez at 66. Round out some very cheap pitching with some massive GPP upside, but also some massive concerns as well. So be very, very careful with those ones when you're breaking it all down. All right, the bats on this big 10-game slate. Catcher's position, Salvi Perez is always in play. Went deep again on Sunday. He's 5,100 versus Odorizzi. No problem with that. They got Will Smith at 49. Went deep again on Sunday as well. He's homered in two straight games. He has 10 or more points in four of his last five games. So Will Smith swinging a really, really good bat. Goes up against Steven Brault. Something to keep in mind in that one. So Salvi Perez, Will Smith, both pay-up spots. Don't mind either one of them. Saving some cash, Elias Diaz at home in Coors versus Weathers at 42 is a great play. If you want to save a little bit from the guys up top, still 42 is not cheap for a catcher, but really not too shabby. Mike Zunino in a tournament at 37 is always worth a look. Big-time power from Zunino. He went deep on Sunday going up against Harvey. You could have some fun with that for sure, so I don't mind that at all. A few others to take a peek at when you want to save some cash here. See if Higashioka is catching for Cole. He used to be his personal catcher, so he'd be intriguing at 3,300 versus Suarez. That'd be an interesting price point there. And then going down probably below the 3K range, you could save some money. Maybe Jacob Stallings, or it's going to be Gratterall's the long man. I know the opener, and then Jackson's the long man or something. So Gratterall or Stallings could be interesting for Pittsburgh. Chirinos versus Miley, if you want to fade Miley at 2,700, you can go there. Probably not looking to do that, but like Austin Hedges is one of my favorite values at $2,200. going up against Griffin Jacks. I am not a believer in Griffin Jacks. Hedges has actually been swinging it pretty well. So Hedges at 22 is a really good value at catcher. First base position, Matty Olson, there's Keuchel at 59. Don't mind it, but I prefer Joey Votto at 58 in Great American Small Park against the lefty steel of Chicago, which means a lot of Chicago bullpen coming your way. So Joey Votto at 58 looks very, very good. You got Muncy at 55 coming off a double dong on Sunday. So he's in play for you as well. But CJ Cron and Coors at 48. CJ's just been swinging a great bat period the last couple of weeks. Now you get Coors Field versus the lefty Weathers. Cron at 48 is a very, very solid play as well. Tampa Bay is opening with McHugh, followed by Fleming, and Fleming's in horrible. So if you want to go Trey Boo Boo at 44, you can. I'd probably go 48 to Cron, but I think most people will. You could also save some money. Eric Hosmer has not been that bad. He's hitting 306 over his last 10 games with five extra base hits, averaging almost 8 points per game. And he's put up 10 or more points in two of his last three games. He's only 4K in Coors Field versus Antonio Sensatella. So that's a really good spot there for Eric Hosmer. A few others when you go below 4K now. Luke Voit went deep again on Sunday. Maybe he's getting going. He's 36 for Suarez. Jesus Aguilar is always a good GPP play at 3,300. When Touki Toussaint's off, it's the long ball. So keep that in mind. Aguilar at 33 is not a bad value in a tournament. Colin Moran at 29 is a good GPP value, but again, first base outfield eligible, I'll probably play him in the outfield if I'm playing Cron. If not, he's playing first base for me, and that's Connor Joe of the Colorado Rockies. He's been leading off. He's been hitting with some power. He gets Weathers and Coors Field. Connor Joe at $2,800 is a ridiculously good value. First base outfield eligible, play him either place this evening. Darren Ruff's $2,500, probably playing versus Hill. Just know he can get benched at any moment. Frank Schwindel is 23 versus Miley. If you're fading Miley, Schwindel's a great GPP value. Lots of power there. He's got about three home runs over the last 2 weeks. So he's a good look there at 2,300 as well. Second base position for you on this slate. We got Trey Turner, different Trey Boo Boo. He's 55 versus Brawl. That's a good look. But our buddy Brandon Lau, you know, he gets Harvey. We love Lau versus pitchers that love to go up the long ball. So that's $5,300. Quite intriguing in that one. Ozzie Albies has been white hot. Hits lefties just fine. So he's 5,200. So a couple good looks there if you're paying up at the position. But if you want to save a few dollars, not a ton, like Jonathan India's 48, leading off for Steele, that's a great price point because you're going to want to stack Cincinnati again. They're going to be a great stack. You can really get it. Yes, Myron in the chat says Connor Joe is a birthday boy. So you get him for $2,800, first base outfield eligible, leading off Coors Field, and it's his birthday. What could go wrong? Like, this is everything you want, folks. But back to second base, Jonathan India at 48, like that one as well. Whit Merrifield's still too cheap. He's not like the weekend where you're 3,600. He's 4,400 versus Odorizzi, but still, it's more appropriate, I guess, but still pretty cheap. Jazz Chisholm's back. He's heating up. Homer on Sunday is 4,200. Second base is getting deeper and deeper, so check some of that stuff out. But going below the 4K range, Jorge Polanco at 33 for not using Cal Quantrill, which I like a lot of. Polanco hitting cleanup at $3,300 is not a bad price tag. If Garrett Hampson is playing for Colorado, second base outfield eligible, only $3,200. Lately, it's been him batting second with Connor Joe batting first, so you can get Joe at 28, Hampson at 32, and then follow that up with like a probably 6K Trevor Story, which is just ridiculous that you can get Coors prices like that this year. Going below 3K, though, not a ton that I want off the top of my head. Owen Miller could be a discount at 24 for Cleveland if you want to attack. If you really want to attack Griffin Jacks, if you want more than your J Rams and your Fran Mills of the world, guys like Owen Miller and Clement could be guys. Owen Miller's 24, Clement's 22. Clement double donged over the weekend, his first two home runs. Like, I looked at the Clement a week ago when he had like three straight games with hits. The overall profile doesn't jump off the page at you, but if you're stacking and you want to value, sure. Like, he's going to have a couple games where he just shocks you. Otherwise, it's going to be like, yeah, there's Clement again. Like, it's going to be like it's going to be like a, I'm totally blanking on the TV show. I love it. A Brockmire with his turtle Clemenza that just sits there. That's what Clement's going to do most of the time. So that's what you got. Other than that, probably not too much at the position. Third base for you. Machado definitely in play in Coors. San Diego's going to be very popular. Like I mentioned, Hosmer at 4K is ridiculous. So then, sure, you play for Machado. I didn't even mention him, and I feel like a dumb. Second base, he must only be shortstop eligible now, so I'll get to him in a minute. But where'd my boy go? I was looking for Frazier. I just saw him a second ago. Adam Frazier's only 41 in Coors, so you got that going for you. But back at third base, Machado 59 is great, but J-Ram at 58. Cleveland's going to be super low-owned. Matt Chapman is fuego right now, in fuego. He's hitting 324 over his last 10 games. He's got three home runs in his last two games. He's put up 16 or more or 13 or more points in four straight games. Dude's raking right now. Ride the hot streak at 53 if you feel like it versus Dallas Keuchel. No problem with that at all. got Justin Turner versus a hittable lefty at 52. All great spots there. Chris Bryant's intriguing, but it's like if I'm paying $4,900 for Bryant, which is he's fine, I'd rather just go up to the Turners or the Chapmans or someone up there like the Jay. I'd rather just take the jump if I need to. Or you go down to like an Austin Riley at 45. That's not too shabby either. Save some more cash if you want Eugenio Suarez in a tournament at 37. Like I mentioned, Cincinnati's going to be very, very popular. People are going to go to the Vados. They're going to go to the Farmers. They're going to go to the maybe Aquino's, Castellanos, those guys. Eugenio Suarez, $3,700 versus a lefty in Great American Small Park. That's what tournament dreams are made of. Wouldn't play him in cash, but in tournaments, 100% understand it. Longoria's back. Wilmer Flores, 35 each. Depends on who plays. Depends on who doesn't get subbed out in the middle of the game. It's always the risk with the Giants now as they're getting healthy. So keep that in mind as well. Otherwise, at the position, not a ton of value. Because, like, there's, again, Hansel Alberto, Clement is 22. Not too much more going on for you down here. Shortstop position, they got Tatis and Coors at 61. Tatis returned on Friday, or Sunday, sorry. Played right field, went 4-for-5, hit 2 home runs. He had a single that went over 100 miles an hour exit velocity. The dude's a freak. Yeah, one shoulder, and he's doing it. So like $6,100 in Coors. Enjoy. You got Trey Turner at 55 again, but Trevor Story's only 54 in Coors. That's very affordable with the other values you get in that lineup. Brendan Rodgers is 47, been missing a lot of time lately with injuries. So keep an eye on that. Here he is, Jake Cronenworth. He's only shortstop eligible now, but he's only $4,400. So it's interesting. He's because he can only play Tatis or Cronenworth. You can't play them both. You used to be able to play Cronen at second and Tatis at short. Now you can't play them both. Give me the discount on Cronenworth. I know it's crazy because Tatis has those like 40 to 50 point upside, like the 4-for-5, 2 homers, a double, a single. God knows what else he can do. If I can save money in Coors Field on Cronenworth, I'm saving $1,700. That's not like a couple hundred dollars. I'll take my chances with Cronenworth and spread that money elsewhere. I'll take my chances there. So Cronenworth at 44, let's get some. And then I mentioned Kyle Farmer, 39 against Steele. Not a bad price tag in that one. Maybe Tyler Ward if you want to get weird with the Yankees at 32 and you're looking for a discount. I could see the appeal. Ramon Urias is 27 for Baltimore. You got McHugh starting with Fleming coming out, and Fleming is not that good. So that's an intriguing option at $2,700 if you want to get really cheap at the position. Otherwise, not too much right now. Heading to the outfield, you'll have everybody. Starling Marte is $5,900, and all he does is rake. So I'm all aboard that train. The Franmil at 54 has been kind of quiet of late. Could be just what he needs. But Aaron Judge is raking, and he's stealing bases right now. So that's something to keep in mind. He's hitting .333 over his last 10 games, averaging 13 points per game over his last 10 games. 11 or more points in 4 straight in 5 of his last 6 in 6 of his last 8 games. He has 30 or more points in 2 of his last 3 games. Judge is raking $5,300 for Suarez. That's an intriguing price point. You got Tommy Pham and Coors at 52. That's not too shabby. Remember Castellanos at 48 versus Steele. Chris Taylor versus Brault at 47. Will Myers and Coors at 46. It's crazy he's that expensive, but Hosmer's 4K. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Some other cheaper options. Jordan Alvarez is hitting everything. I am a huge Carlos Hernandez fan. I understand he's human though. Jordan Alvarez is acting like he's not human, swinging the bats right now. $4,400 is a discount. Like we've talked about this on recent shows. Like there's the 2K values and there's just mispriced guys. Jordan Alvarez at $4,400 is mispriced. You play Jordan Alvarez in cash because he's mispriced. He has that floor and he should be priced at like $5,400. So Jordan Alvarez is a great value at 44. You got Mullins at 43. He's in play for it. AJ Pollock at 42. If you want to get weird in a tournament, don't like that. Don't miss that. But another great San Diego value. Trent Grisham's only $4,100. Most will go to Tommy Pham. I'll go to Trent Grisham. It's kind of the Tatis to Cronenworth thing, but in reality, Grisham's can produce just like Pham or Cronenworth. Probably not going to produce just like Tatis. Let's just be real about the situation there. But Grisham could legit be that situation there. So I'm with you in that one. As we go down even cheaper, they're like, yeah, Randy Arozarena versus Harvey at 41 is a good look. Kepler, if you're not using Quantrill, Kepler's starting to swing it really, really well. A couple 20-point games recently. He's 41. You got the power duo of Duvall and Soler at 4K each versus Braxton Garrett. Garrett's a good tournament play. At the flip side, Atlanta's hot, and they can crush home runs. So really good spot there versus Garrett as well. Some cheaper options here. You know, you got Mark Canha. He went deep over the weekend at 39. If you're going all Oakland staff, you're going the Olsons and the Chapmans and company, sure, you can go to Canha if you need to. But going cheaper, mid 3Ks, Josh Harrison may be back for Oakland. He's 3,600. So keep that in mind. Rafael Ortega's 34 versus Miley. Don't worry about that. Reynolds at 33 is in play. Brantley's only 33 versus Hernandez. Again, I like Hernandez, but these are some good values in their matchups. Andrew Vaughn's only 3K versus Montas. Like, I like Montas a lot, but in a tournament, if you're not using Montas, I can see the appeal. But then again, Seth Brown's 28 versus Keuchel. It's a lefty-lefty, so we'll see. But Connor Joe at 28 is outstanding. That's a really, really good price point. Austin Hayes at 27, Anthony Santander at 27, both great values in their matchups as well. Cheaper options as we continue to go down the price point. Benintendi's only 26 versus Odorizzi. He's a guy to keep an eye on. Brian De La Cruz is only 25 versus Toussaint. Sam Hilliard potentially in Coors is only 25. Is another nice value for you. Couple others. Lou Brinson is only 23. You guys know the drill by now. I'll just keep riding that train. Austin Slater probably leads off for the Giants. He's 2,200 versus Hill. Could get pinch hit, so remember that, but he's 22. Kevin Kiermaier is only 22. He's been swinging it pretty well of late, so that's not a bad value either. Guillermo Heredia is only 21 versus Braxton Garrett. That's a big Braves value if you want to go that direction. And then, you know, you got as Myron mentions, you got Brandon Phillips. If he gets a start for the Rays against Harvey, he's the men, so have fun with that as well. All right, everybody, let's recap the pitching real quick for you. We got Garrett Cole, Gossman, Montas all up top. Gossman would be my cash guy in the three-pack. Cole's got the highest ceiling. Montas probably faces the lowest ownership. All three are great plays. If I have to rank them, I got Gossman, Cole, Montas in that order. That's where I'd be looking on those three. Wade Miley is a good play at 82. I prefer Cal Quantrill everywhere at 7,800 bucks, but Miley is a good tournament play as well. Quantrill, big, big fan there. Now, if you want to go a little cheaper, Braxton Garrett, 74, and Carlos Hernandez at 66. Both massive risks, so GPP only plays, but very, very much in play. So ideally in cash, I'd go Gossman, Quantrill, and then I'd be good with Quantrill with any of the three guys up top, and then the Garretts and the Hernandezes could be some massive pivots as well. If you're looking to stack things up on this slate, like, you can always go Yankees if you want, but I'm going to go Cincinnati versus Steele. Start me off with some Votto, maybe mix in some Farmer, some Casty. Don't forget Eugenio Suarez. You could go Atlanta versus Garrett. I have no problem with that, but Baltimore versus Tampa Bay is a nice one. Santander, Mancini, Hayes and company, Urias, value stuff is in play. Oakland's an interesting one with Chapman and Olsen, maybe some Kana and company, see what the rest of the lineup looks like there. Maybe Murphy or Gomes is a cheap catcher as well. People will go Houston, I get it, but Cleveland, J-Ram, Franmil, then look at the values around it. We talked about there are some definite values if you want to. Coors is alive and well. We've talked about it. Good value, though. Hosmer, Grisham, and Cronenworth, good values for San Diego. They're all in play, but good values. And then Colorado, you got Connor Joe as a good value. Hampson's not bad. You got some good stuff there, so keep those in mind. And then you could go Dodgers versus Pittsburgh against Brault. That's a good one as well. So lots of ways to go with bats. Some good pitching as well. Big, big fan of all that. We got you, TDC. We're gonna make some more money on Monday. It's been a good run of the season. We got 6 more weeks to go. So thanks for joining me in the chat, Myron and TDC. Again, if you guys want, this show is also in video form on Roto Ballers YouTube channel. So subscribe, like, and share. And when I record, I stream it live there. So you can come join me and ask questions, and I'll help you out through there. Also, if you guys give a rate and review on iTunes of the podcast, it would help me out a ton. And go check out Bench with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball needs. That'll help me out quite a bit as well, twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Go check out Prize Picks. If you're new to Prize Picks, download the app, create your account, use promo code Bubba for a first-time deposit bonus up to $100, Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. You will not regret it, because you can come to the Fantasy Degen Slack chat where we give out free picks all the time. We work together. We work on picks, and a lot of success is happening in that room. Do you win every time? No. But overall, lots of success, lots of guys working together, having some fun. So come check that out. And most importantly, check out my written content at rotoballer.com. On Mondays is the premium values article. All right, everybody, 10-game slate in the books. Hope everybody has a great Monday. I'll be back with you guys on Tuesday with more DFS action. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits here Monday, August 16th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.